Let's talk some more Duck football, get to the defensive side of the ball. He didn't waste much time, got on the field as a freshman, played all 13 games Bishop O'Dowd High. Safety Javon Holland joins us. Appreciate your time.
No problem.
How's
no
things
problem.
Been going?
Things have been going great. The team is really coming together. Really one unit, one heartbeat.
That's kind of what the coach said. I just talked with him. He kind of did the five as one and the kind of the whole unity thing. So obviously you're all on the same page. Now, you had an unbelievable high school career. You were Defensive Player of the Year. The San Francisco Chronicle called you the East Bay Player of the Year. You were a returner, a receiver. You had a lot of schools after you. So I'm always curious about the process as you got recruited. Who was talking to you and who did you consider before you decided, nope, it's Eugene?
I talked to a lot of West Coast schools, mostly in the Pac-12. I grew up watching them, and I've been on the West Coast all my life, so I felt like that's where I needed to be, on the West Coast, close to my family, where they can come see me play like how they have. Earlier in my recruiting, Washington had kind of been heavy. My head coach went to Washington, and so that was kind of – I knew that was going to happen. And then, the other closer schools, like Cal, started to talk to me. I never really talked to Stanford. SC was, in there a little bit, UCLA, but they had a coaching change, so that kind of changed. But then I talked to Coach Hayward around, March or something like that when I was in 707s. And, from the jump, he was really straightforward with me, and, I judge his character pretty well. And he's a great guy, he's always honest, always has our back. No matter what, he's always there for us. And I just felt that vibe from him, almost like an uncle who really cares for you and really cares about his players. And, yeah, he just made me feel like this was the place to be. And so I came up here and visited, and I really liked it. It's Oregon, so you see all the gear and whatnot. But just, the atmosphere itself and the players, I was really intrigued.
You mentioned Keith Hayward, who's a legend in this conference. He was a terrific player at Oregon State. He coached at Washington. He coached at OSU. He coached at USC, and now he's here. And I'm every time I talk to him, I feel like I learned something. I'm kind of curious, having him as a coach with the way he knows his conference, a great player he was. You hit on a couple things, but how unique is he?
He's a really special guy. It's like you said, every conversation we have, there's always, a depth of knowledge that he gives you and, an extra piece that you can add to, to creating yourself into a whole person. But, he's really a special guy. Like you said, he plays, he played and he actually was coached by my dad.
Really?
Yeah, in the CFL, which is surprising. I forget sometimes that my dad coached him. But, he's definitely a great guy.
Obviously, in the secondary, you lost Ugo. Fourth round pick, an NFL player. As a freshman last year, playing his position, how would you kind of describe the kind of influence maybe he was on you?
The biggest thing with him is that he just made sure that you know the scheme. That's the biggest thing. You have to know the defense before you can do anything else. It's hard to react and play when you don't know what you're doing, when you're not able to just go. That's when you play the best, is when you're just out there reacting. You don't have to think about what you're doing. You don't have to think about the plays or the technique. You're just out there doing it and just reacting. That's when the best things happen.
I mentioned that obviously you stepped on the field and played as a true freshman, but so did Vernon McKinley, Khalif Halos.
It's Verone McKinley and Khalif Halasi. They're kind of hard to pronounce.
Did I mix them up?
No, you just didn't pronounce
it. I didn't bring the pronunciation guide with me.
You're all good.
And obviously, guys like Graham and Breeze and Pickett, much easier names to pronounce. So heading into this season with those guys, new faces as well, how confident are you that this group could be special and one of the best in the conference?
I'm very confident. We really have knitted together, and it's really great how close we are, and we spend lunch and dinners together, and really always it's easy to communicate with them on the field, just like last year, how Ugo kind of controlled everything and he was easy to communicate with. He knew all this stuff. Everybody has taken on that role because they know that everybody has to step up, and so the communication back and forth is great. And this unit is really special. I think we're going to have a great season.
All right, couple final thoughts for Javon Holland. As somebody who practices against him, obviously a lot of attention on your quarterback who decided to come back when a lot of people felt he was going to be a high NFL pick. What could you tell us kind of through the eyes of a defensive back what makes him such a great player?
His ability to diagnose defenses and like basically just read his keys. Like everybody, every quarterback I know has to go through their certain reads, and like the things that I've seen him do and the throws I've seen him make are outstanding. Like it's hard to explain, but like when you're on the field covering somebody, there's only certain places where the quarterback can put the ball to where you're going to be able to receiver's going to be able to catch it, and he puts it where only the receiver can catch it. That's the hardest part about guarding a ball from him, because he puts it right on the money every time. He's not going to lag, so you're going to have to be on your P's and Q's every time.
And lastly, we know how much talent you have coming back on defense, but one of the newest faces is the coordinator. Coach Avalos coming from Boise State. What could you tell us maybe about his style and the impact you think he'll make?
I think he'll make a great impact. His style is like 100 miles an hour, whether you miss or not, just 100 miles an hour, full effort, and that's how we're going to play our game. And so that's really our main focus is just being like full speed to the ball, because, if you mess up, it's gonna be difficult, not to mess up. But if you're doing it at 100 miles an hour, then you're gonna
you can recover.
Yeah, you can recover. But no, he's a great guy. He's definitely brought more energy. Like I really like how much energy he has and how vocal he is with us, and it's really good.
All he's right. a really hey, good guy. He's Javon Holland. Appreciate you spending some time with us. Best of luck this season. Stay healthy. Be well, and I hope to catch up with you down the road.
Thank you.